From 94.9 KUOW Seattle, I'm Dave Beck. One of the most familiar Pacific Northwest Christmas anthems had its roots in a family crisis that unfolded in the early 1980s. Christmas in the Northwest was a tune written as a thank you for the life-saving care that Seattle audio producer and entrepreneur Steve Lawson's daughter received at Children's Hospital. Christmas in the Northwest albums have been issued regularly since 1985 and feature Northwest artists like Ann and Nancy Wilson, Steve Miller, Dave Matthews, David Lawns, many others have contributed. Over the years, Steve Lawson joins us from his home studios to share some of the music and stories behind the Christmas in the Northwest tradition. Hi there, Steve.
Hey, how are you, Dave?
What happened in 1981 that got the Christmas in the Northwest tradition started?
Well, my daughter, Alex, who at the time was 2 years old, developed a case of E. coli long before it became fashionable. And was extremely sick. You know, we had this vibrant, typical two-year-old, you know, who was bouncing off the walls all the time. And here she was laying on the couch, listless, not moving. Yeah. Called our doctor. She goes, bring her right in. We brought her in. She goes, we'll meet you at Children's. So Debbie and I raced Alex down to Children's Hospital. And our daughter, or our doctor, rather, Sandy Griffith, met us at the hospital. And, you know, 81, if you think about it, days long before everybody had a computer and all this medical data was, you know, stored on big computer banks, she actually, our doctor, stayed at the hospital almost, I think we got there maybe at 1 or 2 in the afternoon. At 11 o'clock at night, she came into Alex's room and said, you know, she's got hemolytic uremic syndrome, which is caused by E. coli. And interestingly enough, there are three other kids here at Children's who have the same thing. And, you know, Alex is doing better than some, not as well as others. But what the disease does is it actually, you know, it's caused by the E. coli and it shuts the kidneys down. Mm. You know, everybody got us through. The care at Children's was amazing. The you know, everybody, the nurses, the doctors, our doctor. And when we were done with the experience, we said, you know, we have to do something to thank them. And, you know, what we could do is get our friends together who are musicians, you know, since we owned a recording studio. And it was like, we'll donate the studio time and we'll put this thing out. Can you come in and record a record with us? And that's what we did.
The wind may not blow, might not even snow, but there's nothing like Christmas right here at home. It may not be white, might be a rainy night, but there's nothing like sharing the sounds and the sights of Christmas in the Northwest. It's a gift that we can share. Christmas in the
That's Christmas in the Northwest, Brenda Cutts-White's tune, and she's singing there as we continue our conversation with Seattle-based audio producer and entrepreneur Steve Lawson. He's talking to us about the origins of his recording series called Christmas in the Northwest. It first came out in the mid-80s. It's featured all sorts of folks like Ann and Nancy Wilson and Dave Matthews along the way. And tell me more about how this idea came together of doing something musical, and Brenda Cutts-White came to write the song.
Exactly. Well, we owned a recording studio at the time, and one of the things we did a lot of was jingles with a guy named Stephen Ray Allen, who's produced quite a few of the tunes that are on Christmas in the Northwest, including that song. He did the arrangements and the production on it. Brenda, at the time, was a very young, you know, very single jingle singer. And we used to have her in. I bet Brenda was in the studio 3-4 times a week singing jingles for all kinds of companies around here. Some of which are probably still around. But Brenda was a prolific jingle singer, great piano player, good lyricist. And one day I was just talking to her and I gave her the idea of, you know, this sort of anthem song that would be the pillar of this then, you know, 33 1/3 RPM record that was going to come out called Christmas in the Northwest. And I gave her the idea of, you know, I just want to do this Northwest Christmas song is pretty much how I put it. And about a week later, she came into the studio and came into my office and grabbed me and said, hey, come here for a second. So followed her into what was then Studio C, at Lawson Productions. She sat down at the grand piano and she started playing. And what I heard was pretty much her live performance of Christmas in the Northwest the way she does it today. Mm-hmm. And got to tell you, I started crying. It was one of the most emotional experiences of my life, hearing not only this song, but the fact that I knew how much good it would do if we could get it recorded and get it out there.
This next one we want to talk about, Steve, is called Saving Up Christmas. And yeah. Lonnie Rose is the performer. And how does the singing and songwriting team here give us a sense of the talent that you draw on in putting these recordings together?
Well, this was an interesting one. Actually, the songwriting team was Sue Ennis and Hummy Mann. Now, you know, Sue is a very well-known songwriter who's written many, many songs with Ann Wilson and Nancy Wilson of Heart. Quite a few of their big hits were, you know, co-penned by Sue. And then Hummy is an amazing writer. He writes music and produces music for film. He's a conductor. He, you know, is used to working with large orchestras and whatnot. And they actually came to me with the idea for this song. They had written the song, and they had done a demo of it that was quite good. They had a singer in Nashville just do a songwriting demo for them. And the song in the time, I think it was 2004 when that song came out, you know, sort of just at the beginning of what we hoped was the end of the Iraq War. Hmm. And we saw at that point that the war wasn't ending. And we saw that, you know, so many families, military families were impacted by the war. And so many, you know, young moms with kids were hoping that their husbands were going to come home for Christmas. And the fact of the matter is that wasn't going to happen that year.
Last spring you went off to war. We put our world on hold. We set our sights on next December when you'd be coming home. We knew the kids would be watching us. Couldn't let our heart break so. No tears on your uniform. Everything's good to go. But now the snow is falling, and tomorrow's Christmas Day. You'll be sitting down to Christmas dinner in a land so far away. So I'm saving up my Christmas.
That's a tune called Saving Up Christmas. It's from one of the Christmas in the Northwest recordings, as we talked to the producer and audio entrepreneur Steve Lawson, who put this thing together back in the mid-1980s, and Christmas in the Northwest rolls along. And Steve, why has it been so important for you to go through all the complicated logistics and scheduling with so many busy artists to put this recording out over the years? What does it mean to you to be able to do this?
You know, it really is a work of love. I look back at the care my daughter had when she was 2 years old, and I'm looking forward. She's married now. She's having a baby in June. This place helps so many people, children's. And if, you know, I'm hoping that, you know, she's going to have a healthy, happy baby, and we hope that her baby never needs children's. But we also know that, you know, it's there. And what it's really about, especially in these hard economic times, is that there are so many people who can't afford anything right now. And the fact is that, you know, Children's Hospital here in Seattle, Seattle Children's, as well as the other hospitals that we help support around the region, don't turn people away. You know, if you've got a sick child, they will figure out a way to treat that child. And the money to pay for it is going to be the last thing on your mind. Okay. And that's really what we help support, is that uncompensated care fund.
Our guest on KUW has been Seattle-based audio producer and entrepreneur Steve Lawson, talking to us about the origins of his recording series called Christmas in the Northwest. We have more information at our website, a link to ChristmasInTheNorthwest.com at KUOW.org. 94.9 KUOW Seattle. I'm Dave Beck.